Currently in Colombia, we are looking at a temperature of 73 degrees for you as we move you into our positive points on aging. And there, the music, you hear it right now. It is time to visit with Karen and Marsha from Oakley Village, and we are going to talk about our feet for our seniors.
Yeah. Yeah. How important it is.
Yeah. So, well, so what song did you have us playing there? Play that song, Brian. Will you, can you keep that going?
If you don't take care of your feet, they'll fail you. And they're talking about feet.
Feet don't fail me now.
Okay, I can tell it's a generational thing.
So. Yeah. Well, that song's been remade like 82,000 times.
It is.
So, but anyway, good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Yes.
I want to tell you a little story, okay? I want to set the scene here, okay?
Thank goodness this is not TV.
And this is true, but I'm protecting the names of the person
innocent?
I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Imagine a very dignified, sophisticated woman.
Mm-hmm.
In her 80s.
Okay.
Okay. Has lived a very good life, you know, upper middle class. You know, she's traveled. She's done it all. She's been very fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And she develops Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And her husband is in denial.
Okay.
Okay. He still can't believe that this is his wife that is, you know, now that she has Alzheimer's. So
Right. Anyway. Right.
The daughter goes to get him ready to go to a family reunion and realizes that her mother hasn't had a shower or hair washed in over 4 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
However, that's not the worst part. She takes her mother's shoes off, and I saw pictures of it. And it was the worst situation I've ever seen in a foot. And I'm telling you, if this woman had been diabetic,
right, she lost her foot.
It could have been, have been a critical situation.
Wow.
I was in awe. In fact, I still can't get that picture out of my head, because when you would see this woman, you would never imagine that woman would have that horrible foot. And it all stemmed down to poor lack of hygiene, lack of anybody checking her feet, and just assuming that she was, even if she took a sponge bath, that she was going to take care of her feet. And what that's going to lead to further complications of her life now,
right,
in regards to comfort and safety. And I was telling Karen, I said, I will never laugh or at another elderly gentleman that I see with white cotton socks on and black sandals ever again, because he's following the rules of what he needs to do to take care of his feet.
Right.
But
that's just very sad on so many levels.
Yeah.
That story, because obviously you're talking about someone who has all her life practiced great dignity and obviously taking care of herself and this and that. And now, through no fault of her own, but through the dementia that's come along with the Alzheimer's, she's just not capable of doing so. That's sad enough. Her husband, as you mentioned, is in denial. So that's sad aspect of it. And just the fact she can't care for herself and has allowed this to happen. As you said, though, thank goodness there wasn't other outlying issues, because that could have been far worse than what it even is. So just feel for the whole family. That's a real, not to use a pun, but that's a real kick in, you know.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
It's very sad, because you don't think about hygiene for your feet. Everybody, because mm-hmm. they usually stay covered, and we just don't pay that much attention unless somebody's having trouble walking. And if she was in a wheelchair, if she has dementia, he didn't want her walking anyway, because he doesn't want her wandering. So he probably wasn't just thinking about it at all, and she can't communicate. So you have to, if you're, again, we've talked about it before, if you're caring for somebody with dementia, you have to check all aspects of their care, and that includes feet.
I'm really glad you're saying things like that, because, again, these are things that most of us would take for granted.
Certainly.
You know, if you just don't even think about doing that. But, I mean, I guess the real question, and we'll get into this as we go through the program here this morning, is how you do stuff like that for the people that you're caring for while still protecting their dignity and not embarrassing them.
Well, one thing you can do, and it's very common, obviously, for women these days to go get manicures and pedicures. And podiatrists don't often do pedicures anymore unless there's an ingrown toenail or something. And
right.
I know my husband had to go. He told me I wasn't supposed to talk about his feet. Sorry, Phil. But he went to the podiatrist and he said, no, you've got to go to a salon and have your toenails trimmed and the calluses removed because we don't do that anymore. So just, you know, make it a special spa day and take male or female and go get their feet taken care of.
Turn it into... not doing this out of necessity. We're doing this to air quotes reward you or give you a special day. You know it's for necessity, but she or he, they're getting it done because we just want to pamper you.
Right.
You know, you're the matriarch, you're the patriarch, whomever. We just want to pamper you and show you how much you deserve special attention.
Well, and men are the worst because men don't want to go have pedicures.
No, I don't.
It's horrible, but at the same time, if your feet are in bad shape and you have calluses and corns and all those things that need to be taken care of, you don't have to be 80 years old to have that problem.
No, so that's a great point.
If you go to salons, you'll see men in there having pedicures, and they don't do all the fancy stuff, but they do get things taken care of.
Well, again, I love the idea of doing it the way you suggested, where you turn it into a pampering type thing instead of doing it. And I hope that when you take someone who is a senior to some of these places, because with my mother, for example, we take her for manicures on a regular basis, and I can't understand what the people are saying, and I don't mean that to be funny or disrespectful, but I hope they understand that there's, they're very, with the two or three places I've taken my mom, they're kind of forceful about pick a color and pick a style and this and that. And if somebody's dealing with dementia, you guys have talked to me about taking them out of their world to another world, and I don't want to put any pressure on them. So my added suggestion is, if you're taking them for a manicure or a pedicure, yes, you're doing it for maintenance and you're doing it to make sure that they have good hygiene, but also maybe talk to them in advance about what kind of color they want on their nails, if they're going to get their nails done, things like that, so that they don't feel pressure or are made to feel embarrassed if they're asked by someone they've never met who doesn't understand their dementia.
Right, exactly. And you can also prep the salon ahead of time, too, because it is an issue, and we all know it. Sometimes they don't speak English, but usually they have someone answering the phone
who does
communicate with, so that works. But Marsha has some other tips that she really wants to talk about.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't mean to hijack that. I was just, again, thinking about the practicality of the issues of what can happen.
The thing is that most of us, and I've been guilty of it, we assume that the only people that really have foot problems are those with diabetes.
Right, and it's not.
It's always because, you got to make sure that their feet are very dry and that. However, diabetes is not the only issue we're talking about in regards to, if you look at some people, and I will tell you this, when people come in to see us and we're talking about our services, and I always add, we've got a podiatrist that is here on a regular basis, and the eyeballs light up, and it's kind of like, oh, thank you, because I can't stand dealing with my mother's feet. Okay, yeah. But the problem is that she doesn't have to be a diabetic to for it to start having a fungus on your toes. Have you ever had a fungus on your toes? It's the worst thing. It takes for years to clear it up sometimes. There's viral and bacterial infections that can get into their feet. And, I know every time we go do an assessment with our nurse, she takes those people's socks off and she looks at their toes. And she looks to see. The other thing is that we're not aware of is that take someone that is not very active and they're laying in bed a lot or they're sitting in their chair with their favorite footstool. They can be developing sores, like a bed sore on their heels, which is very hard to heal also when they get to that point. So that's why we wanted to talk about really good feet care today, because the feet are our foundations, and so much can happen. If your feet are not doing well, it affects your balance. It affects your mood. I mean, if you want to be walking and you can't because your feet hurt, then that will totally cause problems within your lifestyle, because then you become very sedentary. And you're not doing what you should be doing to go out and get some
exercise. It's a bad cycle. It really is. It gets you into...
And
worse.
Talk about falls all the time, and if you don't have good balance, then you're going to fall.
Well, and if your feet are hurting, that even adds to the equation of your balance, and you try to compensate by walking a little differently. Your gait is changed. You're not used to that. Next thing you know, you're a bigger risk to fall.
That's right.
Scary.
And, you know, your feet do also show signs of other illnesses, neuropathy, bad circulation. Other things can show up because of your foot care. So there's lots of things to talk about in the next segment.
We'll do a break. We'll get you the Fox Business Report. We've got Marcia and Karen from Oakleaf Village with us from now until 9 o'clock. It's our regular feature, the Positive Points on Aging. We really love working with our friends at Oakleaf Village on this and appreciate their partnership. We'll do a quick timeout, like I say, get you the very latest on the Fox Business Report. Come back with more on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
PepsiCo shares are higher after reporting upbeat earnings. Shoppers are dealing with inflation and higher prices, but people are still buying its Pepsi sodas and Frito-Lay and Quaker Oats products. CEO Ramon LaGuarta says he's pleased with the recent quarter. Its business momentum continued across its markets. It did cost more for PepsiCo to do business. Wall Street has been slumping. Concerns about inflation, higher interest rates, and a possible recession are weighing on investors. But the Wall Street Journal says many shareholders are seeing fatter dividend checks. The companies in the S&P 500 paid out record dividends in the most recent quarter. Walmart just signed a deal to buy electric delivery vans from Canoo. The trucks are expected to hit the road next year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation's 9/11 Never Forget mobile exhibit is a tribute to all who lost their lives on 9/11 or from 9/11-related illnesses. It's a high-tech tractor trailer that transforms into a museum to educate people of all ages about America's darkest day. The mobile exhibit has traveled across the country and has welcomed over 600,000 people. Visit it in a city near you. Do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org.
I have a unique opportunity for some of our listeners. If you're an accredited investor, that's someone who has money to invest, is not living check to check or month to month. Listen, I've gotten to know, I've vetted, I've broken bread with, in fact, I've really come to like Matt Bell from The Stock Alternative. He's put together a real estate investment opportunity. I think it's well worth looking at. Matt lives in Charleston. The real estate's in Columbia, Atlanta, and Augusta. Now, this isn't a national group. It's local, or I wouldn't endorse them. This is an alternative to traditional stock and mutual fund investing. It's a diversification of your overall portfolio backed by the hard asset of real estate. This gives you the opportunity for some passive income on a quarterly basis. But please, hear me carefully. I will not mislead you. This is not for everyone. Accredited investors only who are looking to diversify their current retirement portfolios. Do your homework. Call Matt Bell from The Stock Alternative directly, 803-681-0528. It's a local number. He's a local guy. Learn more online at thestockalternative.com.
Gas prices, grocery prices, inflation has hit us all, and it's caused the Fed to raise interest rates. As a result, after historically low mortgage rates for what seemed like forever, interest rates for a mortgage have jumped in recent months. Fran Halloran here. Let me make something clear to you. Mortgage rates are rising. They may continue to rise as the Fed tries to get a grip on inflation. What hasn't changed is the incredible customer service you'll get from Greg McCoy and Simplified Mortgage Solutions. Greg can't control interest rates. He can, however, control fees. With rates on the rise, now more than ever, you need to know you're getting the very best deal. Greg will make sure of that. He's more than just a mortgage guy. Greg McCoy is your trusted advisor. You might be surprised to learn how much Simplified Mortgage and Greg McCoy can do to help you with your biggest financial investment. Not sure? Have questions? Give Greg a call at Simplified Mortgage, 803-722-6044, or find him online at SimplifiedMortgageSC.com. Greg McCoy, NMLS, 119871.
Have you fallen behind on your taxes and might be facing IRS penalties? Have wage garnishments, levies, or liens? Have unfiled tax returns? You want someone local and qualified. Don't fall for those national spots. Meet with me, Teresa, at Capital City Professional Services, and let me help you through your tax maze. I can help with all your tax resolution issues. There are options to get you back on track. Call Capital City Professional Services, 400-8683. That's 400-8683.
Does your kitchen look like a scene out of a 1970s TV show? Is it time to modernize things with a fresh look? Let me strongly suggest you consider my friends over at Stone Interiors. And yes, these are folks I've known a long time, first as their customer and for many years as a partner right here at The Point. They turned our countertops into the centerpiece of our entire kitchen. Stone Interiors checks all the boxes. They're locally owned and operated, so they're here for 20 years and they stand by their work. They have the widest selection of granite, marble, and quartz to go with their incredible workmanship on counters, outdoor kitchens, tile flooring, backsplashes, and a whole lot more. Great selection, tremendous care for their work to go with a design staff to help you from start to finish on your next project. You don't have to have a Brady Bunch kitchen anymore. Climb into 2022. Give yourself a beautiful countertop. Give yourself a great summer with an outdoor kitchen. Go visit and see for yourself online at stoneinteriors.com or give them a call, make an appointment, watch what Stone Interiors can do for you. 461-8950, 461-8950.
Point A to Point B.
Traffic. Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
No major problems slowing you down. Things moving smoothly. 26 east at 20, 26 east at Piney Grove. Our last two major accidents on the interstates in the wrap-up stages. Well into the wrap-up stages. Midstate Roofing, commercial, industrial, and institutional. Got a leak? Let Midstate Roofing take a peek. Service, advice, results for over 25 years. MidstateRoofing.com. Doug Thomas with Point A to Point B traffic on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Park Fireside Studios.
It's mornings with Kev and Brian.
8:51 on The Point. Good morning. Thank you so much, excuse me, for being here with us. That's the Positive Points on Aging. Kev and Brian with you every night, every day, and are joined this morning, though, by Marsha and by Karen from over at Oak Leaf Village. And boy, we appreciate you guys coming on in here and hanging out with us. I love our feature, the Positive Points on Aging. We do every week from 8:35 until 9. And this morning, we're focusing on our seniors and feet.
Yep.
And really good information about it. I'm really glad in the first segment that you both stressed this is a bigger picture than just the seniors who are dealing with diabetes, because it's a much bigger picture than that.
It certainly is, yeah.
Well, think about this, and I had put this on Facebook, and I'm sorry you didn't see it, Kevin. I guess I went too early on that. I think I put it in there on Sunday night. So. Anyway, do you know that the average person by the age of 50, guess how many miles we put on our feet?
How many?
Guess. I want you to guess.
By the age of 50, how many miles we put on our feet? Oh my gosh.
No, this is I had to keep looking to make sure this was good, and it was I found it twice through the American Podiatric Medical Associates. 75,000 miles.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine? I mean,
I never would have imagined that. No.
No, how many marathons have I walked in my life?
Yeah. I'm going to a buffet today now, because I mean, clearly I've been exercising my whole life.
And you didn't know it.
Yeah, so obviously it's not a lack of walking. Well, 75,000 yes. miles by 50?
Yes.
Wow.
That's a lot of mileage.
That's a lot of mileage, yeah, on the old Tootsies.
And you know, we don't get frequent air miles on that either.
And you wonder why your dogs are barking.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
What I want to do is I want to go through three main things, and then I want Karen to talk about some basic foot care techniques.
Sure.
We really need people to understand this. First of all, it is an important part of our health, not just seniors, but for everyone involved. But three out of four seniors are going to develop foot problems, which is a high mark. You know, when you go into a podiatrist's office, you'll know why they're so crowded. As Karen talked before, you know, it allows us to stay active if we have healthy feet, because when we lose strength, when our feet are too sore to walk, then that's going to lead to more falls, because we need to walk. We need to be able to walk. And if we can't walk, then we're going down the wrong path.
Sure.
Good feet will help us keep balance. If you've ever been to rehab and they've put you on one of those things where they check your balance, it's amazing how much weight you might put on one side of your body compared to the other one, and how you have to learn how to balance yourself. And the other thing is that our feet will provide us early warning signals that something else is wrong, such as diabetes, arthritis, poor blood circulation, and nerve damage. As I talked to you about the beginning story, when I saw this woman's feet that were actually turning purplish blue, I just and she wasn't a diabetic, so right. I'm sitting there going, what has been going on in her feet that she hasn't been able to feel that pain, because she's got to have been in pain,
right?
And how many falls has she had? Because I kept thinking there's got to be some neuropathy or something. Why are her feet in such bad shape? So anyway, Karen, I want you to cover our basic foot care techniques, which is you know, something that we all can be a part of.
Yeah, we all should do it, and that's why going to have a pedicure is not such a bad thing. Yeah, you do need to check your feet every day. I don't necessarily do that. I don't think about it, but you need to look for sores and see if there's any swelling or anything. Wash your feet daily. That sounds like a very basic thing, but not everybody really does, obviously. Trim your nails, check for calluses, check for corns, any of those kinds of things, because those can affect the way shoes fit.
Sure. And what about this for the ladies? Because I'm not trying to be sexist or stereotypical here, but I think you guys would agree, guys are a lot less than ladies when it comes to fashion over function.
Yes.
I mean, Lainey has told me so many times about how badly her feet hurt wearing shoes. I'm like, why are you wearing them? She's like, well, they look good. I'm like, that's a stupid reason.
No, it's not.
No, of course it's not. Fashion over function. And I don't understand that. But I mean, if we apply that to being serious for a moment, I mean, that's not good foot care if you're purposely knowing you're putting your feet into something too small or something that's going to cause blisters. All the stuff that's going to cause pain,
right.
You're not helping yourself.
You're not helping, and you're looking at long-term problems. And one of the things that they talk about is you should always wear socks with shoes. I'm terrible about mm-hmm. that. I rarely wear socks with shoes. But they do encourage them, like Marcia said, the little old man with the white socks and brown shoes. They help keep your feet dry. If you wear white socks, if you do have a blister or something, it sounds disgusting, but it shows up on the white socks where you might miss it on the dark socks.
Mm.
Get proper fitting for shoes. You know, nowadays we all go to shoe stores and you pull a box off a shelf and you try them on. If you can, go somewhere that's going to actually size your foot like they used to in the dark ages and put shoes on to make sure they fit.
Yeah, you show one of those pictures on social media now of those things where it used to slide to
yeah.
And most people, they do make them, but most people wouldn't even know what they are. Most young people wouldn't even know what those are anymore.
Well, I wish I had a camera on my foot right now, but after I had foot surgery from wearing improper shoes my whole life,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was one of those kids that, you know, you always try the right foot. Oh, it feels great. My left foot was the problem,
right.
And I had to have surgery on it. See my shoes that I'm wearing today?
Sure.
Now, aren't they fashionable?
Yeah, they're nice.
These are ergonomically correct shoes that I bought through Foot Solutions because I needed them to be able to help me figure out the balance that was going on and so I wouldn't have any more surgeries, because nobody wants to be laid up for 6 weeks with a boot on.
Yeah, foot surgery is very painful.
Yeah.
It's better to be, once again, you've heard this before, proactive instead of
you
reactive.
You betcha. Absolutely. Common sense. That's why we're doing the whole show like this.
And I will say, nowadays, most women I know, most young girls do not wear really spiked heels all the time. It's not a requirement in a job. I mean, it used to be you had to wear pantyhose and closed-toe shoes and heels, and that was just kind of what you had to do. They're a little more lenient, and it makes more sense now.
Well, and technology's gotten better in terms of understanding support and arches and things like that, and I get that, and that's good. I mean, that's necessity, but I just was pointing out that yes, we all care about our fashion, and we all want to look a certain way, and I get that, but not if it's going to end up costing you to the point where you literally have to get surgery on your feet because you looked good wearing those shoes.
When you were 20. It doesn't make sense, and you're right.
Yeah.
But basic foot care, moisturizer, keeping them dry, keeping your nails clean, and paying attention to them. If something hurts, check it out. Don't just ignore these things.
Well, you know, the other thing that it said, and I know that in my own home, we actually took carpet, we covered our hardwood floors with carpet in certain areas because we both realized that our feet were hurting more because we were walking barefoot.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. Walking barefoot is not good for us. And you really need to be careful. And I think now, because I have had foot surgery and I know what it's like and I have to wear special shoes all the time, is that when I see women walking around on hot pavement in flip-flops, I just want to go up to them and shake them and say, save yourself, because you're going to cause major damage down the road with those flip-flops, because there's no support to them.
None.
And even people that are still working, like I said, I see women all the time. I had one of those horrible habits, fashion first. I love the little flat shoes. I must have had 20 pair of them, and after I had my surgery, they all had to be taken out because they were not good.
And we're short on time here, but I remember when Brian got his job. He was working a long time ago, but he was working at Amazon, and he was on his feet the whole shift, and it was hard work, labor. And I'm telling you, I said to him, get the right shoes. I said, that'll help a little bit at least, but that's hard stuff. All right, well, listen, the music's playing, so we're going to let you guys wrap it in just a sec. If people want to find out more about this and other stuff at Oakley Village, how do they find you?
803-808-3477.
OakleyVillageLexington.com.
You guys did great. Thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. Hey, ladies, thank you for coming in. We'll see you again next week. Appreciate you very, very much. I'll be back this afternoon at 4 o'clock with the Afternoon Drive. For Brian, for Karen, for Marcia, I'm Kev. Thanks for listening to The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, fireplaces. Summer sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Biden administration is advising hospitals that they must provide abortion services if the life of the mother is at risk. The administration argues that federal law on emergency treatment preempts state laws in jurisdictions that now ban the procedure without any exceptions, saying the public has a right to know and the people of Uvalde have a need to know exactly what happened. Texas Governor Greg Abbott pressing for release of video from inside Robb Elementary School when a gunman stormed into the building and opened fire.
One thing that must be done is the release of that more than 70-minute video of exactly what happened.